With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Economist Steve Morse says President Trump's economic policies are helping Americans.
We've saved $1 trillion in regulatory costs thanks to Trump's deregulation.
As for those high gas prices, everybody's paying.
We want to see that gas price come back down. Let's not forget that, you know, before this all started back in January and February, at the lowest gas prices adjusted for inflation in 50 years. So I think we can return to that. It's going to take a little while, but I'm bullish. And by the way, so are investors.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Speaking of investors, it was a mixed bag yesterday on Wall Street by the closing bell. The Dow turned down 152 points, but the high-tech NASDAQ up by 222. The S&P 500 gained 21 points to end the week. As the September 11th 25-year mark approaches, the nonprofit group Tunnel to Towers is taking a piece of World Trade Center steel across the country. The CEO of Tunnel to Towers, Frank Siller, says the tour is all about educating the next generation, those 25 and under who were not even born yet during the terrorist attack. Laura Winters has more details.
The 16,000-pound steel beam recovered from the South Tower of the World Trade Center will be driven on a huge truck across the United States from New York City, with stops at American landmarks like Mount Rushmore. The coast-to-coast tour will also take the steel to the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and to the elementary school in Sarasota, Florida, where former President George W. Bush was reading to school kids on 9/11 when he was told about the terrorist attack. Laura Winters reporting.
A surprisingly unanimous Supreme Court decision renders a blow to the targeting of pro-life groups. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled that First Choice Women's Resource Center can challenge a New Jersey subpoena demanding private donor information, citing potential violations of First Amendment association rights. This is SRN News. New report on religious switching.
The primary finding of the Pew Research Center poll is that around the world, Catholicism is losing adherents while Protestantism is gaining them. The study also concludes that when a person leaves the Catholic Church, he usually becomes a Protestant, though some give up on religion altogether. When a person leaves Protestantism, he rarely becomes a Catholic, though usually opting to become unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is launching an investigation of the New York City Department of Education over accusations of anti-Semitism. The Department of Education said it has received reports that a group of teachers and staff organized a series of seminars focused on, quote, Palestine, Zionism, and resistance. The seminars urged teachers to indoctrinate children as young as five with pro-Palestinian beliefs. This is SRN News. The U.S. marking its 250th birthday this year, and as Bernie Bennett reports, popular soft drink company is celebrating in its own unique way.
In celebration of America's 250th birthday, Mountain Dew is releasing limited edition 12-ounce cans and 20-ounce bottles under the name American Dew. Available through the summer, American Dew also celebrates Mountain Dew's 78th anniversary. Mountain Dew Marketing Vice President Michael Smith said in a news release, quote, "Tasting great since 48 is our tribute to where we started and to the fans who've carried the brand forward for nearly 80 years. American Dew is a tangible celebration of that story, created to mark this moment in a meaningful way." Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump responded with humor to questions about wearing a bulletproof vest this week after recent assassination attempts, joking about appearing 20 pounds heavier. That drew laughter from reporters at the White House. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.